6H. Curricula. History. Exercise 3. Page 119.
Women at War. Before World War II, the usual role for women was to stay at home and look after the children. But from 1939 to 1945, 7 million women were employed in war services and factories. The jobs were hard, physically demanding, and often dangerous. Take the Women's Land Army, for example. Women found themselves ploughing fields, harvesting crops, and looking after animals for very little money. However, this was a vital job that women took pride in doing. Women also took jobs in factories making uniforms, ammunition, and even building aircraft. Even though they earned more money working in the factories, it was not any more glamorous than the farm work. For one thing, factories were usually found in large cities, which were often bombed. Imagine having spent the night sleeping in an underground bomb shelter and then heading to work in the morning. By 1943, 1 million young women and girls, some as young as 14, had signed up to voluntary services. A small number of women even took up roles in the armed forces or worked as secret agents. It was the first time women had been so involved in every aspect of a war effort. Women had never worked harder, and though many returned to their pre-war roles after hostilities ended, things were never the same for women again.